the real deal is that, you know, doing nothing is not an option. This is what's not really clear to a lot of people. A lot of people just say, oh, well, you know, right now we're broke. We can't afford this rail system. Well, we cannot sit back and do nothing. Our transportation systems are crumbling before our eyes. The congestion is rising every day. So we will have to spend hundreds of billions of dollars one way or another on our transportation, whether it's adding more lanes to the roads, repairing falling apart bridges, adding more runways. We cannot sit back and do nothing, because the nation is like a human body with hardening of the arteries. The patient is going to completely die if you do nothing. Because, you know, our whole country will just stagnate into paralysis if we do nothing. So doing nothing is not an option. So once we're all on that page, which is a big, you know, victory just to get everyone on that page to begin with, you know, that we can't do nothing. We have to actually act. So then you say, all right, well, given that we have to act, once we're all in agreement with that, then you say, well, where can we spend transportation dollars that will do a number of things, that will return the most mobility per dollar spent, that will build a transportation system that will function in 20 years from now, that's not just going to be, you know, more of the same, and then when we run out of oil or oil's $300 a barrel, all of our existing systems fail. So investing more money in those is just investing more money in a system you know has no future.